Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name is Nico Adjimi, your host of the After Buzz, and of course with me is Buzz Adams.
Hello.
And we've got a special guest. We've got the very talented Jenny Robbins.
Hello, hello.
Actor, comedian, and temporary radio host for today.
Well, today.
For today. So, how are you doing, Jenny?
I am good. I'm good. I had fun on air earlier, so that was a blast.
What are you doing in town?
So I was down just for Mother's Day. I took my mom out to a nice lunch on Mother's Day.
Did your mom ever come visit you in L.A.?
She's come. My brother came to visit. They had a grand old time.
Yeah, they did?
We did all the tourist things. We did Disney. We did Universal. Mm. We did the beach.
And what did you do for Mother's Day this year? Didn't you take her out to a nice fancy restaurant?
I took her to Aunt's and Eleven. They were doing a Mother's Day thing there.
Like a fancy schmancy. A prefix course, like a set with the appetizer meal and everything.
Yeah, it was like a little 3-course meal, and you get to pick, like, your appetizer, your entree. It was really good. And they treated us very nicely.
Oh, it's
there.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Always good to see you.
What topic do you want to go with, or do you just want to let Jenny talk about the conspiracy?
Oh, no. Honestly, I would love to, but I've actually listened to her talk about before.
Yeah.
And there's too many.
Well, let's just finish that conversation. So 9/11, you think there's a conspiracy behind that?
I think there's enough things that are there that will make you say, huh. I think
our government ignored some pretty compelling evidence that they probably should have stepped in at an earlier time.
There's just, to me, there's like just enough stuff. Like, I love questioning my world. I love questioning everything around me. And I think if you hard go, like, absolutely, there's no absolute way that this is a conspiracy.
There are a ton of inconsistencies.
But. And then, yeah, I think it's weird to say, you know, 100% it's a conspiracy, but I also think it's weird to say 100% not a conspiracy.
Okay.
Because all of it, you know.
You mentioned aliens.
Aliens.
You know, they used to have more photos of alleged flying saucers back before everybody had a camera phone. You know, and the excuse was, well, who's walking around with a camera? Now everybody's walking around with a camera, and we still don't have a great UFO video or nothing.
We have a ton.
Yeah, but like that one from the Navy looks like a Tic Tac.
First of all,
it's a radar image. It's not even an actual visual image.
There's so many.
I've never seen one that I find even the tiniest bit compelling. They've
openly come out and said, like, that there's all these UAPs, that they don't know what they are.
Sure.
They see them daily.
I look
they
up
see,
at the
like,
sky, it's filled with
daily.
You at things that I don't know what they are.
No, these are, like, intelligent, where they're playing. Okay. They're playing.
You would think somebody would actually snap a picture that would make people say, oh, yeah, that's an alien spacecraft. But it's not. It's blurry. It's a radar image, or it's the flying Tic Tac.
Those Tic Tacs are interesting because the way that they move, like they've talked about them, like messing with their radar, going above and around them, like
just one good picture is all.
Well, that's all we need.
There's
one good clear picture.
There's so many of them.
Well, look at this. This is a blob.
Yeah, if there was a clear picture, I feel like they would have analyzed it. They would have been like, yeah, all right. I
just have never seen a photograph that even moves the needle for me, or video for that matter.
Okay, so on today's episode of the After Buzz, not to move away from conspiracies and aliens, I know that is something. I mean, anybody could go endlessly around on that one. But
it sounds like he's really sick of it.
Who?
You?
No,
not at all. No, well, yeah, we've talked about it. For a while, we've had serious conversations about it. But today is more about things that you thought were true. Have you ever been told that one of the facts you've just believed your entire life was? In reality,
yeah, it happens
false.
All the time. If you don't have the ability to do that, you're stuck thinking the wrong stuff forever.
Right.
So, yeah, sure, I've had things that I assumed to be true, and it was proven to my satisfaction that it wasn't true.
And not just that, things that were generally considered to be true by a large amount of people. All right, let's start off with number one. That the lady who sued McDonald's didn't do so frivolously.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people assume that it was a silly lawsuit.
Yeah. At the time that this was going on, I think the jury had awarded punitive damages, and it was some astronomical amount, millions and millions and millions of dollars. The lady got hot coffee at McDonald's, and somehow it spilled on her lap. My friend, Luis Aguilar, was an attorney at the time. He became a judge.
Mm-hmm.
But he was telling me, no, this is why the general public doesn't understand. There's nothing frivolous about this lawsuit. McDonald's had been warned numerous times not to have their coffee served at such a high level. And this lady had
third degree burns that required skin grafts.
And she was an elderly woman too. So,
but they call it the greatest PR turn, you know, of the century.
What do you mean?
For McDonald's, their PR machine was able to get it out like, oh, this was a frivolous silly lawsuit.
When you hear somebody spilled hot coffee on their own lap.
It does kind of sound like silly. Also, misunderstanding pre-industrial lifespans. A lot of people assume that the average age of death was around 30 back in the day, which is true, but because of how averages are calculated.
And infant mortality is the big culprit here.
A lot of children died. Mm-hmm. A much larger chunk of the population died in wars. If you got into an accident, healing without modern medicine was difficult.
If you got an infection, you didn't have antibiotics.
But for people who reached adulthood and then avoided violence, injury, and the plague, living to 60 or 70 was actually pretty normal.
You might hear occasionally, like at some time in prehistory, the average lifespan was 30.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't mean that was the oldest you got. It meant that so many people died in infancy, childhood, that they never reached 30. If you were a early human hunter-gatherer and you reached 30, there's a good chance you could reach 50, 60.
Exactly.
A similar thing with
but a lot of things could go wrong.
That you
could
would
get trampled by woolly mammoths, for instance.
Right.
Similar thing with the women's pay difference that they factor in. A lot of women that stay at home into that as not making any money, so it kind of shows.
I think that might
pay gap is a. I mean, there's still a.
There's
a discrepancy, but you know, if a woman decides at 28, hey, I want to have kids, I want to raise them until they're in grade school. Well, they've disappeared from the job market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a gap there, and that doesn't take that into account.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is that what your thing says?
She brought that up.
Oh,
She brought up.
I thought you were talking about the wage gap.
I didn't bring up the wage gap.
Oh, what was the one you were just bringing up?
Mortality.
Oh, okay.
We were just talking about mortality.
Oh, and then Jenny brought up that. Okay.
The wage gap.
Got it.
Next up, that Einstein failed math, which is not true. It's a rumor.
I'd heard it all my life.
That's exactly what this is about.
And that he couldn't put on his own clothes until he was 9. I mean, they really make him seem like an enfeebled person because he's such a genius. But
right.
I don't think all of it was proven to be true.
Well, the rumor that he failed math was started by Ripley's Believe It or Not. And Einstein actually responded to this saying, I never failed in mathematics. Before I was 15, I had mastered differential and integral calculus. He wasn't very good, though, at the non-science related classes, and he did fail French.
Yeah.
Next up. Did you know that all those white walls that you see on ancient Roman statues or temples?
Yeah. The paint chipped off, guys.
They actually had paint on them.
They were gaudily colored.
Like that. That's how all of the things would have looked back in Roman days.
But you see them and they seem so austere.
Yeah.
So they were painted at one time.
Painted in ghastly fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so why didn't they keep it that way?
Because paint wore off.
Wore off after 1,000 years.
So what happens when your empire crumbles? Right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
The empire crumbled. We're being overrun by Vandals and Gauls, and somebody needs to touch up the paint there.
Right.
On the statue of Aphrodite.
Next up. That Paul Revere ran around shouting, "The British are coming."
Ah.
You want to help me out with this one?
It's a thing that I learned in school, but then you found out that there's no way he would have said, "The British are coming," because he
would
have considered himself
British.
If he yelled anything, here's what he probably yelled. "The regulars are coming."
Yay, Buzz! He's so smart.
The regulars.
The regulars are coming.
The British are coming. Everybody would have been, what do you mean
us?
We're here?
Yeah.
They considered themselves British.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
All right, next up. That lemmings just run off a cliff to their deaths
every
year.
You can pin this one apparently on a Disney film crew.
A Disney film crew. What did they do?
We saw this in school, and I forget what it was, but it was one of these Disney nature films. And they showed it at school. It's like the Lemmings. At a certain point in their life, they all decide to rush off a cliff to their deaths. And it shows them doing this. Apparently, they don't do that. And they staged it.
Right.
Oh, my they God. Just staged, they killed all the lemmings?
I mean, watch them die, yeah.
Oh,
so when you call someone a lemming, it's supposed to imply that they would just follow
anybody, even
follow
whatever
the crowd is.
I remember the PC game. I used to love to play
Lemmings. I love Lemmings, too. Yeah. That's a really good game.
There was a PC game called Lemmings?
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing, is you had to control them and have them go, like, exit. And they were all dumb, so you had to, like...
You had to build a bridge, because they would just fall off the cliff, so you had to build a bridge for them to get across. Anyways, thanks a lot, Disney. Next up, now this person goes extremely into detail about our next factoid, that historically people, especially the peasant class of medieval Europe, smelled really bad. And this comes from the fact that, one, people very rarely, if ever, had baths, and secondly, that people rarely, if ever, washed their clothes. That's kind of true, but misleading with massive caveats. First of all, bathing, it would have required an immense amount of work and water to have a full bath.
Unless
to get
you had
into
a pond or a body of water. Or
sure, but I'm talking about the typical peasant class that didn't have, like, that. Maybe you had a pump in England, like middle of England, London, excuse me, middle of London or something.
You notice that most human civilizations early on had a source of clean water. That was part of the deal.
Yeah.
You didn't settle down someplace unless you had a.
But not everybody just jumps in the water to clean off. So what people would do is get a bucket, go to the well, lug it across to your village, and then you would...
It's called a whore's bath. Right, yeah. It's called a whore's bath.
So they wouldn't
the
take...
The proper term.
A whore's bath, right. But so they're saying, this person is saying, they clean themselves the best that they could.
You know what? What cleanliness in Europe really took a step backward when they associated... bathing, the places that did have bathing facilities with the plague.
Yeah.
So it's like, people are in there using the same water, and it must be the bathing that's doing it. So they quit bathing for a long period of time, to the point where the first settlers in America had a reputation from the natives of being
stinky.
Really
that's
stinky.
A good point. And then this person goes on to talk about the outer layers that you would see people have on. And say, well, what you don't realize is that they had under layers that did get washed very frequently. Peasants probably wore lots of layers. The layers worn right against the skin, a full dress like smock for women, and a long shirt for men, long enough to tuck around the genitals and butt.
Genitals.
And also do the job of underwear. So you'd have a long shirt that you would tie under your butt, and that would be like your underwear.
Really?
Yeah. That's kind of crazy, right?
I guess so.
Next up. That gladiators fought to the death all the time. Turns out, no, they were really expensive to train, and having them fight to the death would have been cost prohibitive.
Well,
but what
some
they
fights
did,
were to the death. Every fight was to the death.
What they did have were exhibition fights in the arena where the goal was death, but these were usually not gladiators.
Yeah, that's right.
They were prisoners, and the condemned were thrown out to fight for their lives.
Yeah, that's right. So, you see, in Gladiator. Like, some of the people didn't last very long because they just went out there and they were killed immediately.
Right.
But as far as, like, a popular gladiator would have been not completely dissimilar to a modern sports star. You know, an NBA or an NFL player.
Yeah.
You know, they had fans. People showed up. It was a big investment. You didn't want him to die.
Yeah, you wanted your star to be healthy.
Also, we found... They have found graves of gladiators, and it talks about, Crixus won 27 bouts before he died, whatever. There's written evidence that a lot of gladiators had many, many, many battles, so they didn't die every time.
All right. And finally, that carrots are good. That carrots are good for eye health and will improve your eyesight.
Well, are they bad for eye health?
Not necessarily, but they won't help you see any better. The reason people do think this, though, is that during World War II, the Royal Air Force developed a radar system, a brand new radar system, and they didn't want the Germans to know about it. So they spread the rumor that the reason their pilots could find planes so fast was that they ate carrots.
They didn't want to give the real reason. So we've been feeding them lots and lots of carrots.
Carrots, lots and lots of carrots.
Can I do an addendum on this
Yes,
one?
Please.
The idea that spinach is so good for you that it worked its way into pop culture in the form of Popeye. Right, absolutely. And kids were told, you know, parents spent a lot of time making kids eat their spinach because of a typo. They had written that spinach contained 10 times more iron than it actually did.
Which
is
not
true. Because of a typo error. It doesn't.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
really?
It contains iron, but the figure was wrong by a multitude of 10.
Did your mom make you eat spinach?
I love spinach.
Well, I know that.
Popeye.
So, Jenny, like the one vegetable he'll go to the store and buy in cans is like a bunch of spinach in the cans.
And I don't like it fresh.
That is Popeye style.
Yeah. Because he would squeeze the top off, do it, and then his biceps would turn into an anvil or a battleship. And then he'd go kick the shit out of Bluto.
Robin Williams played Popeye.
He did.
Did you know Popeye was a...
Have you ever seen that? It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's one... I may not be popular with Robin Williams fan. It might be my favorite role Robin Williams ever did.
That's Jenny's like favorite comedian, actor. Everything about him is her favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shelley Duvall is in that.
Oh yeah,
she played Olive Oil.
She did.
Who was Olive Oil's brother?
Castor
Oil.
Did you know that Popeye was a real guy that was based off a real sailor guy, and he looked like that.
I think
his face
a
looked like
picture.
That.
There's
that
a picture
photo of him. That circulates is not that.
Really?
Yeah, there's a famous picture of a sailor who looks just like Popeye come to life, but I think they have said, okay, the guy, E.L. or E.J. Seeger, based the Popeye character on a guy who lived in his hometown, but that famous picture is not that guy.
That's interesting. All right, well, thanks for listening to the After Buzz podcast. Let us know what you thought. You can call into the neckline at 915. No, wait, what is this, the... Is this the live number? 910?
What number do you want to give
4995?
Out? Yeah.
Your personal phone number.
I have given that
out. That's studio line. Nico has given his personal number out.
Why? For the ladies?
Nico's given my personal number
No,
out
I haven't.
People.
But because my personal number is on all of my social media anyways and my business contacts.
Why?
Because it's my only number I have for business contacts.
Yeah,
so,
but just have them go to your email.
How many people have called it up just say, I just wanted to see if you really picked up.
Several people have called me and be like, is this Nico? Oh, we didn't know if you were, like a group of kids one time called me. We didn't know if you were gonna answer.
For a good time, call.
All right, we'll talk to you all next time. Thanks for listening.